Stop what you're doing and come here. Now. Does it look like I'm joking? No, I'm not. That's right. Closer. You look nervous. You should be. It's as if you already know what you did wrong. Go ahead then. Save us some time. Tell me. No? You're going to make me force it out of you. Are you sure that's what you want? Mommy is quite disappointed in you, you know? And the fact that you won't confess is only making it worse. What happened to all the liquor in my cabinet? I haven't gotten to enjoy a cocktail in a long while. When I went to pour myself a drink, I noticed something funny about my vodka. It had been replaced with water. I wonder how that could have happened. Any ideas? No? Are you sure? Well, if you insist on dragging this out, that's fine. You'll regret it, though. I am not amused. You didn't do it. Really. Let's see. There are only two people who live in this house. You and I. One of us has to leave for work every day, while the other has been home all by the lonesome. Can you see why I'm having a hard time believing you, my dear? Here's the thing. I know it was you. I found one of my bottles underneath your bed this morning. If you're going to be foolish enough to try and lie to me, at least cover your tracks. I don't care that the booze is gone, pet. That is a renewable resource. It's the deception, the hiding, the lies. Why are you being dishonest with me? This is new behavior from you. I admit, I don't entirely understand it. You've been so good for me thus far. I really am disappointed in you. No, don't say anything. I don't need your bullshit. Instead, we're just going to correct your behavior. I'm going to have to teach you not to lie to me, so we can forgive each other and move forward, all right? Shh, shh, it's okay. Perhaps the fault is partially my own for being so lenient and letting you get away with things as often as I have. I have a soft spot for you. I know you're aware. But now you're taking advantage of it. It was cute at first. Your brattiness has always amused me. But I can no longer allow it. Not if you think it's okay to try and deceive me. No, that will absolutely not stand. You're an adult. I can't ground you. However, I am in charge of your orgasms, which you'll be having none of for a good long while. I'll put you in chastity so you aren't tempted to play with yourself while I'm not looking. I didn't want to do it this way. I wanted to trust you. But alas, you've shown me that I cannot. Now, for the second part of your punishment. Remove your clothes. All of them. That was fast. Don't get too excited. You're not getting any pleasure tonight. No. Get on the bed. On your hands and knees. Now. I strongly suggest you start cooperating without me having to ask twice. Finally. That's better. Eyes forward. You are not permitted to look behind you. If I catch you trying to peek, the blindfold goes on. The only reason you aren't being gagged right now is because I'm going to make you talk. I'm going to make you confess. You're going to tell me why you did it. And then you're going to convince me that you're never going to do it again. But before that, since you're being so annoyingly defiant, I'm going to loosen your lips a little. With this. Mommy's belt. We haven't had to use this in a while. It's a shame I have to use it now, because it isn't for your pleasure this time. No, not at all. This time, I'll be using it to correct your misbehavior. That being said, this is going to hurt a lot more than it usually does. I have to make sure this lesson stays with you. I didn't want to resort to physical punishment, dear. You know I don't particularly care for it, which is why I do it so sparingly. But you've given me no other choice. Now, let's get you reacquainted with my belt. I'm going to gently drag the leather along your shoulders and your back while I give you your next set of orders. Listen carefully. I said, eyes front. If I see you trying to look over your shoulder one more time, I'll make it so you can't see at all. Are we clear? That's for disobeying me. Oh, stop your whining. I didn't hit you that hard. Yet. Here's what's gonna happen now. I am going to bring this belt down hard across your back and your ass until I am satisfied. After each blow, you are to thank me and ask me for another. If you fuck up, we start from the beginning. That's not too hard for you to understand, no? Good. I hope not. Let's begin. 1. Good. Yes, you may have another. I plan on giving you several. Yes, that one hurt more than the last. Take it for me, dear. This is what you deserve. 3. That's gonna leave a mark. Does it hurt when I touch it? Don't worry. The welts on your body will fade, but the mark I've made on your mind shall remain. 4. I love the way you moan when I do this to you. The way you whimper for me.
5.
Your submission is a beautiful thing. I will cherish it always. I want to be a good mentor towards you. But for me to do that effectively,
6.
I must punish you when you're in the wrong. And 7. You are right, darling. Look at you. I was gonna go all the way to 10, but it looks like you've had enough. You're trembling. Aroused yet? Exhausted. You can relax now. In fact, I think you need some aftercare. That was a pretty hard lesson. You're not gonna lie to me ever again, will you, dear? No. Good. Do you want to come here for cuddles? Don't worry, I won't touch your wounds. There. You know, I stopped early because I didn't want to make you fearful of me. That's not what these punishments are for. There are times to be sadistic. This wasn't one of them. I hope I didn't go too far. By the looks of it, it seems you want more. But I'm afraid your punishment isn't quite over. I can't give you the pleasure you want, darling. No. Not now. I already told you, you're going into chastity for a while. I don't make empty threats. You know that. I'm a woman of my word. How long? I'd rather keep you guessing. So, let's get this on you. There. All locked up. There's only one key. It will be in my possession at all times. Don't even think about trying to steal it from me. You wouldn't go and do something stupid like that, would you? No. Because if you did, there would be hell to pay. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm getting tired. Keeping you in line takes a lot of energy sometimes. But it's okay. You know I love my sweet pet. No matter how much you misbehave. Are you still sore? Unfortunately, pet. That's another part of the punishment. The pain will only last a little while. Now, dear, it's time for bed. Come here. I'll hold you if you'd like. Good night. Oh, by the way, tomorrow we're going to the liquor store. You owe me a new bottle.